Halifax says Alaska will lose three large cruise ships this year for a total estimated drop of 142,000 passengers. Rick Erickson says Ketchikan businesses will feel that loss.
If you were to take those 142,000 passengers that are going to bypass Ketchikan, if I was to take that and multiply it by $159 that they spend in this community, that's $22 million that's not going to be here in Ketchikan into our businesses and in our community. Ketchikan. That doesn't count Juneau or whatever else. It's $22 million.
He says sales tax revenue in Ketchikan is expected to decline by $1 million between 2008 and the end of this year. ACT estimates there will be a loss of $165 million in total cruise ship spending statewide this year alone. Erickson says the projected loss of cruise ship passengers caused Alaskans involved in the industry to form ACT Alaska. Erickson says ACT believes that the cruise ship ballot proposition passed by voters in 2006 is behind the decline in ships.
The effects of ballot measure 2 is now being felt in all tourism industry. The environmental restrictions and the taxes are an overreaching to the Alaska cruise industry. As we know, the cruise lines are up here to make money. The cruise lines have their shareholders to answer to. And if they can make more money elsewhere, so be it. That's what they'll do. And that's what we're seeing happening right now.
The cruise ship industry has filed a lawsuit challenging the ballot proposition, which, among other things, imposed a $50 cruise ship passenger head tax and stricter wastewater discharge standards. Erickson says ACT is encouraging the state and industry to work to settle the legal issues stemming from the lawsuit.
There are other things in this initiative. We have the wastewater. You have the 33% gambling tax, and you have a 9% corporate tax that they're also coming after. So industry is questioning the legality of the initiative and beginning to move forth with the lawsuit. We're hopeful that maybe that industry and the state can get together to reach some sort of agreement where we may have environmentally held to lesser standards as far as the wastewater, whether or not we can look in to see if whether or not the gambling tax can go away. But there are some different things that we can look at.
Erickson says ACT is fighting what it sees as inequitable taxation of the cruise ship industry.
Bottom line is this isn't an equitable tax because it's a targeted tax. It's targeting those cruise ships or those vessels that carry over 250 passengers. It's not directed to anybody that arrives here on the Alaska State Highway. It's not directed to any vessel carrying under 250 passengers. It's directed to the cruise lines that provide 250 berths and overnight accommodations. So we don't think that's equitable. I mean, an equitable tax would be to go out and tax every visitor that arrives here in Alaska, whether it's on Alaska Airlines, whether it's a state ferry, whether it's 250 passengers or less, so on.
Erickson says ACT is also promoting equitable environmental laws for the cruise industry. He says the current wastewater standards required under the ballot proposition are unachievable with today's technology.
To lessen the standard to what the municipalities are at is where we want to get. Science-based. Let's base this new standard on science. We're happy with that. The industry would be happy with that.
Erickson says ACT is lobbying the legislature to pass changes to the cruise ship ballot proposition. He expects legislation to be introduced this session. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.